نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My respected brothers and elders in Islam, as we approach yet the end of another year, we need to reflect on the passage of time and on our own mortality. Time is the capital resource that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed every human being with. And all of us, for the period of our existence, have been allocated 24 hours in a day. It is said that time is the great equalizer. No matter who you are, what your age is, or what your gender or religion or race is, everyone has been allocated 24 hours a day for the period of his existence. So time is the one resource that Allah has given every human being equally for the time that he spends in this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, once addressing the Sahaba, said that lose no time to act or to do acts of virtue before you are caught up by one of seven calamities. If you do not maximize the opportunity you have today, then as you go ahead, you're going to be caught up by one of seven calamities. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, a poverty that may impair your judgment. You won't be able to think straight. Or wealth that may lead you to rebellion. Or sickness that may impair your health, or old age that may deprive you of your senses, your faculties. Or if you pass all of this, then you may be waiting for sudden death. And even if you have a prolonged life, then you may have to confront the fitna of Dajjal. And even if you pass that, ultimately and eventually, the time that you know is going to come to an end. And you will then stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Jawzi says, talking on the concept of time, Ibn Jawzi says that know that time is variable. It is unpredictable. And the conditions that come with time also vary all that consistently. And therefore, when Allah talks about the changing time, He says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ He says, and these are the days of varying conditions that we alternate among people. He continues, Ibn Jawzi continues to say, That is why mankind sometimes experiences poverty. And some from poverty, sometimes wealth. Sometimes we bask in glory, and other times we suffer humiliation. Sometimes we enjoy happiness, farah, and at other times we consume by hum, that is grief and sorrow. He says this life is so uncertain that one day you will find the supporters of a man rejoicing for his happiness, and the next day you will find his enemies gloating for his calamity. That is the nature of time. So what this hadith teaches us is that life by definition is in a state of constant flux. And your outer condition impacts on your inner condition. So you could be overcome by poverty. That's your external condition. And that poverty will snatch your ability to think rationally. Or your future could bring prosperity. But that prosperity brings with it an internal condition of arrogance. And therefore you find less reason to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or your ill health may sap your energy. What you can do today, you will not be able to do tomorrow. Or ultimately, your old age draws you into your second childhood. And if you survive all of this, then you have to deal with the tentacles of Dajjal, who will test your faith, your values, and your perseverance. So the passage, it is the passage of time that creates the past, the present, and the future. What was yesterday is not today. And what is today will not be tomorrow. The opportunities that you have today will not exist tomorrow. So do not take time for granted. It is said that you do not kill time. You do not kill time. Time kills you. So every day, in a sense, what we think we are living, we are also dying. A poet in Arabic says, "Hayatuka anfasun tu'ad." That your life is no more than a counted number of breaths. Kullama madat nafasun minha. Whenever you inhale, intaqasat minha juz'a. A portion of your existence has diminished. Every time you inhale, a portion of your existence has diminished. So every breath takes us closer and closer to our ultimate end. The sand trickling through the hourglass of our existence is diminishing by the second. One who is close to Allah once said that I've understood the reality of time by observing a chunk, a block of ice that is exposed to the midday sun. It is there, yet it is withering away by the second, imperceptibly, without you even noticing, that water, that chunk of ice is reduced to water, and that water is continually evaporating. That is the nature, that is the reality of our life. Now, one of the most effective skills that we can learn as individuals is time management. How do we manage our time? Time management is in reality life management. If you waste your time, you are wasting and squandering your life. If you are squandering or if you're wasting your time, you are losing opportunity every day. So, from an Islamic perspective, what is time management? How do we manage our time? Firstly, we need to create a balance in our lives. As humans, we are made up of four parts. We have our physical self, we have our intellectual self, an emotional self, and a spiritual self. If we do not invest adequate time in harnessing all four parts of our personality, then we do not enjoy a balanced growth. And in the absence of a balanced growth, we may feel physically tired or emotionally drained, spiritually dead, if we do not invest time adequately in harnessing and in developing all four parts, constituent parts, that make us what we are. So that's the first part of time management. How much time do you give to your spiritual development, as opposed to your physical development? How much time do you give to your intellectual development? How much time do you give reading, learning? How much time do you give to your emotional development? Many of us, spend so much of time on the IQ of our children, the intellectual development of our children, and we grossly neglect the emotional development of ourselves and of our children. What relationship do you have with yourself? Do you respect yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you forgive yourself? Are you too hard on yourself? What relationship do you have with people around you? Are you able to empathize? Are you able to understand the mood swings of people around you? That is all part of your emotional development. So time management means that we give sufficient and adequate time in harnessing and developing all four parts that make us as a human being. Secondly, time management means planning your day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam once addressed a Sahabi and said, "La aqla ka tadbir." La aqla, there is no intelligence like prudent planning. And what is planning? Planning is you bringing the future into your present to prioritize and maximize your time. And therefore, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, for a believer, when we're talking of time management, the heavenly hours where Allah sends down His barakah is the very early hours of the morning. Therefore, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent out an army and a contingent, he sent it out in the very early hours of the morning. And he made special dua and said, "Oh Allah, bless my ummah in the early hours of the day." So part of time management, one is to ensure that there's holistic development of yourself as an individual. Number two is to plan your day and begin your day very, very early. If you want to enjoy the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thirdly, if you look at the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will always understand and appreciate the need to act immediately. Do not procrastinate. It is said the difference between winners and losers is what? Winners make commitment. Losers make promises. What's the difference between a commitment and a promise? Promise is an undertaking of, that you will do something in the future. A commitment is when you act immediately, where you do now. So the difference between a winner and a loser says, "I will change one day, one day." And a winner says, "This is day one of my change." Immediate commitment to what you want to do. So your future is created by what you do today, not by what you do tomorrow. And if you want to change your future, you have to learn and be alive to the harms of procrastination. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Na'matan maghbunun fiha kathiru minan nas." There are two favors that Allah has blessed people, but most people are deceived by them. What are these two favors? As-siha wal-faragh. Said health, you think you will enjoy the health you have today, 5 years from now, and 10 years from now. Wal-faragh, and your free time. The opportunities that you have today will not exist tomorrow. And the fourth aspect of time management is to take stock, muhasaba, to take stock of yourself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "Man istawa yawmahu fahuwa maghbunun." If your 2 days, your yesterday and today, are equal in terms of output, you're a loser. Your today has to be better than your yesterday. You cannot be doing today what you did yesterday. Your output has to be different. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, his definition of an intelligent person, we all have our own definitions of an intelligent person. He said, "Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu." And you really want to know who an intelligent person is? Man dana nafsahu, one who continually takes stock of himself. That is intelligence. You could be a learned illiterate. You can know a lot of things, but if you don't take stock of yourself, you're not an intelligent person as defined by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, "Never do I regret anything as much as a day that passes and decreases my lifetime without me doing any good in it." Hassan al-Basri, who was a famous tabi'i, who met the Sahaba, he said, "I have met men who are more protective of their time than you are over your dinars and dirhams.
They value their time more than you value your wealth. So when we develop adequate, when we sharpen our time management skills, what do? We learn discipline. Two, we become more confident. Three, we make more sound decisions. Four, our output increases because we have planned our day. So change depends on you as an individual. Therefore, in Arabic, there's a saying that says, if you want to meet the one person that will change your life, look into the mirror. If you want to meet the one person that will change your life, look into the mirror. You, by the way you use your time, determine your success or your failure, both in this dunya and the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حيّ على الصلاة حيّ على الصلاة حيّ على الفلاح حيّ على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب الأرباب ومسبب الأسباب جاعل الدنيا دار التكليف والاكتساب أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الذات والصفات وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد الموجودات صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلوات وأزكى التحيات أما بعد فيا أيها الناس عليكم بإصلاح المعاش والمعاد فالأول بأجمال في الطلب ثم التوكل على رب العباد والثاني بامتثال الأوامر والاجتناب عن المناهي بالاهتمام والاجتهاد واعلموا أن طلب رزق الحلال فرض فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اذهب فاحتطب وبع ثم قال هذا خير لك من أن تجيء المسألة نكبة في وجهك يوم القيامة وقال ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه إني لأكره أن أرى الرجل فارغا لا في أمر دنياه ولا في أمر آخرته أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون بارك الله بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا.